Welcome to the Eyewitness Fitness Podcast, where we discuss all things to help you improve your quality of life, including, but definitely not limited to, emotional, financial, and physical fitness, where our mission is to co-create world peace one person at a time by providing wellness lifestyle education. All right, guys, today we have Ryan Mellon. He has gone from working two jobs, 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, to traveling 3 to 6 months out of every year, working on his own schedule while building multiple businesses. He now leads a community of digital nomads and provides one-on-one coaching, helping people create their dream lives. Welcome, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So one of the things that I am really fascinated by your story is how you basically took a problem that you had of, you know, working these jobs, working long hours, and basically had enough of it. Like, you just didn't accept the status quo and just think that, okay, this is how life is going to be, and just, you know, deal with it or cope in other certain ways, which some people tend to not have the best coping skills, we know, but that you decided to make a change. So I was just curious if you could tell us a little bit about your background of where you started and what made you kind of fed up and make the decision to do a change.
Sure. So yeah, I was working two jobs for over 10 years. I was working at Chick-fil-A, working in cash register, and also I was the maintenance guy. So I was fixing deep fryers and all that good stuff for over 10 years. And I was doing that during the day. And in the evenings, I was going to UPS, working in the warehouse, supervising guys and gals, loading packages in the trailers. Wow. That, you know, we had no heat or AC in the middle of the summer. Those trailers just bake in the sun all day, and we don't get into them till 6-7 p.m. They're 120, 130 degrees, and you just have to, you know, get thousands of packages in every single day.
Wow. Yeah.
Always. It never stops. So
you're having two physical jobs, like you're doing the maintenance and standing all day, the cashier, and then leaving that job to go and do even more.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was on my feet pretty much the entire day, you know, tile at the restaurant, concrete at the warehouse. And that was really killing me and giving me a lot of problems. It was just really long days. Stressful. 6 days a week. Sunday was my only day off because we didn't work weekends at UPS, but I still had to work Saturdays at Chick-fil-A. Of course, we know Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
Yes, we do.
But because I was the maintenance manager, I was still in there one Sunday a month getting maintenance done. That was just way easier to do when there was no one in the store. So I was working a lot, to say the least, and I was just really getting burned out. I read the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss.
Good book.
Which was the game changer for me.
Gotcha.
Where he explains about how he had built a business and he built it up so big, and then kind of just got super stressed out and trapped in it, and then started to kind of minimalize it and get things automated so that he could start traveling by using VAs and stuff like that. And just how awesome it was to get out and travel the world and make that change. And that really started getting me excited about doing some travel. One of the books that he recommends that was also an inspiration to him was called Vagabonding by Rolf Potts. And so I read that book immediately after the 4-Hour Work Week, and that really got me excited about doing some travel, and not just travel, but solo travel, and particularly both of them we're talking about, which is kind of scary. It's not for everyone. And like a lot of people, you know, when I first started talking about like, hey, I'm going to go on a trip by myself to some foreign country, they're like, oh, no, like, why? No, why would you do that, you know? But I decided that I was definitely going to try it out.
That's awesome.
And so I negotiated between my two jobs because you know how hard it is just to get off at one job, having very little vacation time. I was able to negotiate both of my jobs to give me 2 weeks off at the same time. Like,
Oh,
this took a
nice.
lot of work to
A
do.
lot of
Yeah. But
synchronicity
I did it, and I flew to Costa Rica by myself. I didn't know anyone. I didn't speak any Spanish.
Oh, wow.
And I had really no game plan other than to fly into San Jose and stay in a hostel. And I had never stayed in a hostel before.
Okay.
And so that's where it all began. I stayed in that hostel and made some friends. The best thing about staying in hostels is it's full of a lot of other solo travelers. So it's
Nice.
extremely easy to make friends. People are hanging out by the pool, or they'll have a restaurant or a bar in the hostel. So there's lots of opportunities to socialize and meet other people. So it was a great spot because it was near the airport. So I was meeting a lot of people that were all just arriving, just like me, but I was also meeting a lot of people that had backpacked the whole country, and now they're coming back to San Jose to fly out.
Okay.
So I asked all of them, like, what was the best parts about Costa Rica for you guys? Give me your top five. And there was a lot of common top five or so things. And so from there, that's where I planned my next step of where to go.
Gotcha.
And I spent 2 weeks there, seeing both the Pacific and the Caribbean coast, the beaches, ziplining through the jungles, climbing a volcano, swimming in the crater
Oh my
lake,
gosh, that's so cool.
hanging out in hot springs and doing night hikes in the jungle, seeing all the cool wildlife
Oh my
that
gosh, yeah.
comes out at night in the jungles of Costa Rica, and the wildlife in general in Costa Rica is just absolutely amazing. And I think I hopped around maybe five spots in those 2 weeks, taking chicken buses from place to place, literally like the local old school bus through the mountains that was dropping off some of the local kids on the way,
Okay.
on our way to
Is
the
it like, do
next
you
spot.
hitchhike to get there, or is it,
It's
or
a
is it?
paid thing, but
Oh,
it's
okay.
very inexpensive. And
Okay,
so
gotcha.
it's the way the locals
Travel.
travel
Okay.
through Costa Rica. They call them chicken buses because oftentimes they will have like some type of
Legit chicken.
livestock or
Yeah.
something in cages in the back as they're moving both people and, you know, commodities through the country. So
That's
that's how
neat.
I got around, and it was super adventurous and fun and very inexpensive.
Awesome.
Backpacking solo. So yeah, it was a
That's
game
so cool.
changer.
So basically the books that you read kind of helped you get a vision of what was possible that you might not have known before. And then the vagabonding book maybe helped you. Did that book go into more details about how you could do it kind of on the cheap or
Yeah, so the Tim Ferriss's book, 4-Hour Workweek, definitely kind of had the business and travel side, digital nomad aspect to it. Vagabonding was just solo, about more really getting in the nitty-gritty of solo travel
I
and
gotcha.
traveling a place slow and really learning it and integrating yourself into that new country or that new culture much more deeply than your typical, I'm going somewhere for a week and I'm gonna go see all the most important sites, pack in as much as I can. You show up, you take a couple pictures, and you gotta go because you got a lot of other things to see. You only have 1 week. So that helped really inspire me, those two books.
That's awesome. And then for our listeners out there who might not have the confidence, where like to be able to just go solo, do you have any recommendations or any experience that you had maybe beforehand that made you feel like, oh yeah, like I can do this, I'm gonna do this, you
Yeah.
know? And now a note from our sponsors at goaltemplates.com. On the journey to success, you may be led down many different pathways, but you want to know the fastest and easiest way to attain success is to use goal templates. It's the five-step process to accomplish any goal without letting self-sabotage stop you. You get a printable goal template, online training on how to use the template, community support, and a valuable life skill that will improve the quality of life for generations to come. Check us out at Goal, G-O-A-L, Templates, T-E-M-P-L-A-T-E-S.com, GoalTemplates.com.
Absolutely. So then after those two books, I started doing my research online, just started following travel bloggers. Nomadic Matt was a big one that who I followed a lot, who was really an inspirational for me. He talked a lot about solo traveling. Okay. I started joining solo, like, backpacking Facebooker groups.
Okay.
So every country has its own Facebook group for backpackers.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of a community, and if you're curious about something or how to get around or this or what to bring, or if you're concerned about safety or something like that, you can post in these groups and see what other people are doing.
That's great. So you have that support network, that support, even though you're solo.
So it was still a giant step to get on a plane by myself and go to Costa Rica, where I knew no one and had no plan and didn't speak the language. But after coming back from it, like, it changed everything for me, because I met meeting and making friends on the road, solo traveling, it's just like 100 times easier than making friends at home, because you're just in this environment that's really conducive to just, all right, like, we just met and we're off to go zip line to the jungle together because we have nothing else to do and we don't want to do it alone. So it's just like that. And I thought that was extremely incredible and extremely addicting. After that experience,
it's almost like speed dating for friends.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're 100%. A traveler, I'm a traveler. Let's go do this.
yes. And meeting lots of people from all over the world, all different backgrounds, mm-hmm. was cool.
Yeah.
And when I came back from that trip, you know, you're supposed to be like refreshed and happy to ready to go back to work after your vacation. But I came back and I was just like absolutely just done with doing what I was doing. I had met people that were traveling for months and years at a time on this trip, which blew my mind. I didn't know that people were out there traveling for that long of a time.
Yeah.
So I came back and I told my jobs, I'm like, you guys got like a year with me. Like, I'm out of here as soon as possible. Like, mm-hmm. and they didn't believe me, mm-hmm. which is fine. They all got a 1 year notice.
Yeah. You know? that's more than enough for sure.
And that's when I started really working towards, like, how can I make this a lifestyle?
Gotcha. So that kind of leads us into something I didn't mention earlier, but Ryan is the digitalnomadcoach.com if you're interested. But he now then started researching more about how to quit those jobs and be able to afford traveling, 3 to 6 months out of the year. I guess when it's cold here, that's when you tend to
travel. Yeah, I'm traveling 3 to 6 months out every year. Usually I'm gone during the winter, somewhere warm, somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
But after that trip to Costa Rica, I actually convinced two friends to quit their jobs with me.
Oh my gosh.
And we got in an RV and we did a 1 year road trip of the US.
Oh wow.
23 states in that year.
Okay.
And the game plan was, we'll just save up as much money as we can with the game plan that we wouldn't have to work that whole year. And then we'll just come back to our jobs after that trip is done.
Okay.
That was the game plan. Well, in about a couple of months through that first 3 months, I would say, I started realizing, wow, like, this is moving fast and we're having a great time and, like, this is going to come to an end. And I've just quit my job of 1 of 10 years and 1 of 12 years. I'm going to have to go back, or I'm going to have to find something similar. So I had previously, a few years back, got my real estate license. I had kind of dipped my toe into doing a little bit of real estate on the side, just here and there while working my two jobs.
Gotcha.
So I had some contacts and I had some friends, and a good friend, Lori Eubanks, who was an investor, and she was doing tons of deals. So I said, Lori, you know, I've helped you get a couple of deals. What if I can help you find and do deals as your agent while I'm on this road trip to make some money? Because not every day on this road trip did we have something to do. You know, we're living in the RV, going all around the country. There were just days where we're just sitting around doing nothing. Like, you can't be going every day.
Right.
So then that gave me something to do. Was around 20. That was like 2018, 2019. We had a lot more foreclosures on the market then.
Okay.
And I partnered with someone in my office, another agent who was the boots on the ground. She'd go out, videotape the homes, send them to Lori. We would do all the numbers on the renovation costs, give her like, all right, this is the most you can pay for it. And we were just blasting out like offers, like 5 a day on this. Long story short, I did like at least 25 deals in that 1 year on the road, on the US road trip, as an agent for her, making commissions. And then when she would buy them, she would renovate them and flip them, and they would come back to me to be listed and
again.
Sold.
Okay.
So some of these houses, I would make money on the front and back end.
Nice.
So that was great. That opened my eyes. And then I realized when I got back home at the end of the year, like, wow, okay, I already have this income. It's not passive, it's active, but I can do it from anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I came home, and that's when I started to get more into the investing side.
Okay.
Buying rental properties, that's passive income, and doing more, building my business so that when I'm home, I'm doing renovations, buying rental properties. And then when I'm gone on the road, I'm doing stuff that can be done remotely.
Yeah.
Like, I was still doing some agent work. I was doing some wholesaling. I was managing my properties. I still do manage my portfolio from the road,
awesome.
From wherever I am personally.
Yeah.
And I've set it up in a way that it's manageable.
Yeah.
Sometimes things come up. I was just in the Bahamas 3 weeks ago, and I got a 24-hour notice the tenant was going to move out.
Okay.
Instead of 60 days.
Yeah.
So, but I was able to, you know, I have some boots on the ground and some help at home, and I was able to get someone to help with that, and everything turned out fine. Like, you run into some of those issues, but it's helped me create a lot of freedom in my life. And I've just been traveling 3 to 6 months out of each year since then, mainly abroad and beautiful locations and
awesome.
Warm weather.
That's awesome. I mean, I feel like the American dream used to be, you know, come here and, you know, from whatever country and, you know, work hard and you make a living, you buy the house, you have the car and the 2.5 kids or whatever. But now I feel like the American dream is definitely shifting more towards more freedom, more, you know, not being tied to going to an office, being able to do what you want to do. And also I feel like the cell phones kind of have helped that a lot. Like, you're not tied to a landline, and you can be, you know, in
Absolutely.
The jungle and
Absolutely.
Doing stuff like that. So that's really, really cool. And so inspirational for sure for me. So my next question is kind of, then now that you've been doing this for quite a while and it's sustainable, and now it sounds like by chance, you've started coaching people. So I was just curious if you could walk us through, like, you know, how that first client came to be with coaching, and how now you're helping, you know, lead a group and do more one-on-one coaching.
Sure. So I had a friend who was in the Facebook social media marketing. He was working a 9 to 5 and really wanted to get out and do what I was doing. And so I helped him figure out how to just go on his own, start freelancing, start getting on these sites like Fiverr and Upwork, and start building a portfolio of clients on his own so that he can work from anywhere. And it didn't take him very long. He already had contacts from the job that he had left who had reached out to him as soon as they found out he was on his own. And he was able to use some of the stuff that he had created while he was working with his job to show his work and build a portfolio. And so really all it took was that, having someone there that's supported him say, hey, you can do it. What's the goals? How much money do you need? What's it look like? Where do you want to travel? And then just figuring out the game plan and step by step, how do we get there? How do we help you get to where you're going? And through that process, I realized that I can help other people do this. And I've done a lot in real estate. I enjoy real estate, but it's not as exciting as it used to be when I first started it. So now, me being able to help people get the same freedom that I have, I really enjoy it, and it's more purpose driven for me. And so that's why I started the one-on-one coaching. And I'm right now I'm working on writing like a small e-guide, the quick start guide to becoming a digital nomad, which should be out next month. And you can just sign up on my website, name and email, and as soon as that comes out, free copies will be going out to everyone. Kind of gives a breakdown of some easy steps to get started if you're interested.
Yes. And we'll put a link in the show notes for
Yeah,
that.
absolutely. And I'm doing one-on-one coaching and coming soon, a community and podcast as well, where I'll be interviewing other digital nomads because I've met so many over the years. Everyone does something so completely different. It always blows my mind how many different ways people have come up with to make money and to work remotely and to travel. So it's very broad. There's so many chances. And one of the good things that came out of COVID is that a lot of people are allowed to work remote now.
It's like people got a taste of it, and now
Yes.
they
So even if you just already are just working from home every day now, there's no reason you can't work from a beach in Mexico or
True.
Thailand. And the cost of living in both of those places are significantly less than if you live in the States, for example.
Sure.
So it's totally doable. And yeah, I'm happy to help anyone who is interested in making that leap.
Well, great. I am so glad and excited to see everything that you're gonna create and manifest. And I'm really interested into seeing all those different, ways to make money outside of, being inside the walls of the building. So very cool. I'll definitely be listening to that podcast because this, and to me, I'm always with goal templates, I'm always talking about, following your intuition and setting the vision and things like that. And then just watch all the synchronicities come to you and experience them. And those are the details that I love to hear. So I love hearing like, what happened in their lives. It'll be interesting to listen to your
Absolutely. Yeah.
podcast. Like, just like, oh, just somebody gave me this book. And like, and sometimes I'm like, oh, well, how did you pick that book? Like you know what I mean? Like, it's just so interesting to me, the all the intricacies that had to happen for that like event to go, be choreographed the way it was. So, all righty. Well, thank you so much, Brian. So where can people come to find you now?
So thedigitalnomadcoach.com, and then on I am the Digital Nomad Coach on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Threads.
Nice. All right. So you got them all secured. That is awesome. All righty. Well, anything else you can think of that?
I would just say if there's anyone out there that's even slightly interested in working remote, check out my social medias. I give out a lot of free information about the lifestyle. If you think you might be interested in it, like check out what I'm putting out. And if there's any way I can help, feel free to reach out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Eyewitness Fitness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about what kind of online wellness courses we offer, they are all listed on eyewitnessfitness.com. That's EyeWitnessFitness.com. Thanks again and have a wonderful day.